With the slaying of the 300 at Thermopylae, it began. It didn't end at Ford's Theater, it began. It didn't end at Pearl Harbor, it began. It didn't end on 9/11, it began. And here and now, you arrogant and ignorant, evil and foolish, traitors and enemies, foreign and domestic, nothing is ended. You have awakened the American giant and filled us with terrible resolve. Your masks won't silence us. Your riots don't scare us. You're not as disciplined as the British. You're not as organized as the Nazis. You're not as brutal as ISIS. We beat them all. Freedom is never given. It is earned. It is won. It is fought for. It is taken. So take it. You burn cities and call it justice. You stomp our flag and call it pride. You slander us in your schools and call it learning. You lie and call it truth. You call cruelty courage. You pretend intimidation is inspiration. You love hate. You kill, but are afraid to die. You have cowed our politicians, but we are not our politicians. The police are diminished, but we are not the police. You corrupt the courts, but we are not the courts. We do not want violence. We do not want war, for we know war and we have seen violence. You have been spoiled and coddled by those like you, but we are not like you, and we have had enough of you. We will teach you justice, and you are not going to like it. I'm a retired soldier, special agent and spy, turned whistleblower, warrior, served and sabotaged, rejected and redeemed, failed and forgiven, betrayed and saved, rejecting revenge, humbled and blessed, repurposed in redemption as chaplain, leader, teacher, and truth teller. Now your intelligence officer, following God, leading my family, and any that choose to join on our long walk to faith and freedom. Welcome, I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. Brighteonstore.com.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and Brighteonstore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform. by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
So guys, whether you're a content creator or if you're somebody that just wants to get the real truth, the real news, you need to check out Brighteon TV. I'm a guy that's making content all the time, and guess what? YouTube's canceled me, Instagram censored me, and Facebook shadow banned me. And I'm sure you're aware of the censorship taking place. So if you want to get away from that, go to Brighteon TV and check them out. That's where we need to grow in this parallel economy.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is The Prather Point. If you haven't yet, please go to jeffreyprather.com, subscribe for free updates. You can also go to patreon.com/jeffreyprather and sign up at the $5, $15, or $25 monthly levels, at the $5 curated news stories, at the $15 transcripts, at the $25 daily training videos in martial arts, self-defense, firearms, faith, and other things that I teach regularly. You can also go to preprather.locals.com and sign up $9 a month, get a little mixture of that without the videos, or even sign up for free if that's too much for you. My podcasts are still at 1 p.m. 1300 Arizona time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And of course, this is my live Brighteon TV show. If you want to get something from the Brighteon store with a 5% discount, use the Prather Point code and that'll help you out. We love Mike's stuff. It's a great. All the products are great, and we appreciate them, and I encourage you to get them as well. So let's start off today with thanks for all the comments on the Sasha Latipova interview. She was great. I agree. We will have her back. But starting off with the state of the government, and it is fallen. I say we're supposed to have a republic, never a democracy. The founders hated democracy. They considered it mob rule. We were supposed to be a republic. All the communist countries call themselves democratic republics. They are not. We are not anymore. And the victory of having McCarthy come in to run the Rhino Party is not much of a victory at all, as I've pointed out before, because whom he really works for are these folks. So you look, this is in the Capitol Rotunda, and if you look, on the left there, it certainly looks like those are Patriot Front, which I say are FBI informants who will be end up being Nazis imported for their scheme of white supremacy and false flag events. And on the right there, you can see somebody masked up like Antifa. And so they are making sure that he keeps his mind right and says the right things. Is a puppet, and those are the puppeteers actually in the photo at the Capitol Rotunda. It's not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. It's the Uniparty. It's the left wing or right wing of the Uniparty. That's all that is. He is bought and paid for. And if he is bought and not bought and paid for enough, he is under control. They are there for extortion purposes to Scalia or solace him if necessary. Of course, I assess that Scalia was assassinated at the ranch he was at, pillow over his head, no autopsy, and Salas, Esther Salas, was a New York circuit judge, federal circuit judge that was gonna investigate Epstein, and her son and husband were shot by an attorney who had been in her court that came to the door dressed as a FedEx man with a FedEx van. That's clearly a false flag wet work operation. Here's more proof that McCarthy, who he really works for, and this is clearly his WEF graduation photo here, where he is bought and paid for. And I mention that because the WEF is going on, World Economic Forum is going on right now in Davos. But news is with this is that reporters are starting to break through. They are approaching Pfizer cartel executives. They're not used to being approached like that. Somebody even tried to approach Klaus Schwab. He had a couple big knuckle dragger bodyguard thugs and a smooth PR talker at Davos. But anyway, the media is starting to pay attention. It's come a long way since Alex Jones was sneaking to the owl statue there and watching that. So we are making headway. Also, Tucker Carlson last night was talking about how Bob Woodward wasn't the reporter that Robert Redford portrayed him in. He came out of naval intelligence to handle the Nixon impeachment. And so he has been talking about that, that that was engineered. Of course, Nixon, well, most people don't know, Nixon was Dwight D. Eisenhower's vice president, the one who warned us about the military-industrial complex and the last time we won a kinetic war. And so I'm always saying, you know, that we have beat the Nazis, beat the Japanese, beat ISIS, under still say that. And of course, I will soon have on one of my shows some members of ODA, Operational Detachment A-Team, the Special Forces A-Team 595, the horse soldiers that went into Afghanistan and defeated Al-Qaeda in weeks, in months. And what they say is there are two wars, the war they won within weeks, and then the long war, which was about hearts and minds and rebuilding a country that had never been rebuilt. And of course, Afghanistan is the graveyard of empires. The British couldn't hold it. Alexander the Great couldn't hold it. Alexander the Great was beloved by his soldiers. If he can't hold it, nobody is going to hold it. The terrain, the physical terrain, makes the human terrain very independent, like Appalachians, like Scottish Highlanders. The Mujahideen are on steroids in that regard. So that's important to understand as well. But let's talk about some of the stories. It looks like that Alex Baldwin is going to be charged with two counts of manslaughter, finally, for shooting and killing somebody on his film set. So I've done movies. I was SAG. I was AFTRA, Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of TV and Radio Actors as well. Started out doing stunts because I'm a martial arts master, been in martial arts since 1967. Did firearm scenes, you know, it's really a stretch. I've played a policeman and a soldier, so really had to get in those roles. No, it's a joke because, you know, I was that. And mostly Westerns. Miracle at Sage Creek is a pretty good one that I did. Not even going to talk about the B or C or D minus ones that I did, but fun to do. But I am certainly familiar with stunts and with handling firearms on set. And also, of course, I've been a longtime federal firearms instructor since 1993, graduated from the DEA Firearms School at Quantico at the FBI Academy. Before that, back in 1988, I attended the Special Forces Special Operations Tactics School, which is surgical shooting hostage rescue, taught by early Delta Force members. Very well published in tactical magazines. Here you can see one of my articles that was in SWAT magazine, although they have taken my name off the article for whatever reason. I have to look into that. I was paid for this article. It was published a long time ago. But if you can put up the firearm safety rules article, you can clearly see that this is me in the photo there. Although I don't know who Bob Pilgrim is, but I wrote this and was paid for this article a long time ago. It's a pretty big article. And of course, I'm talking about the basics of firearm safety and why firearms operators violate these rules all the time. And of course the rules are, and I can recite them by memory because I've literally taught tens of thousands at warriorschool.com, which is still up. All guns are always loaded. And of course that's the first rule that Baldwin violated. And of course he says he didn't know it was loaded. You always assume all guns are always loaded. Second is, never muzzle, never point your muzzle at anything you're not willing to shoot. Third is keep your finger off the trigger until firing. That's the one a lot of people violate. They cover somebody off with the muzzle where they should be at their feet in the guard position because you can't see their hands if you are on them. and know your target, what's around your target, and what's behind your target, because unlike the movies, bullets keep going. So got a lot of credibility in the firearms space. Got, you know, the Prather War Buoy is a famous knife produced by Topps Knives, designed by me. I've also even had guns designed for me. Here I'm holding up the Prather Protector by Klein Tactical. When Danny Klein started his firearms company, he asked me to promote him a little bit, so I did a little work for that, and he made this really nice firearm here. This is a Glock 17 slide with a Glock 26 frame, showing that you can hide a full-size gun. There you can see the Prather Protector on there. And so we'll clear this properly by dropping the magazine, putting it in between my fingers, because there's no bench in a combat situation, and then reaching across the slide, locking the slide out, covering the trigger guard there, looking down the magazine well, down the barrel, putting my finger down the barrel, down the magazine well, and making sure that it is clear. If I had a partner, I'd hand that weapon off to him to check out there in that regard too. But just showing you, this is a pretty tricked out gun. Now that we know that this is unloaded, you can see that the HMAC, the Handgun Martial Arts Center Oath, which is at warriorschool.com, it's over a decade of my martial arts with handguns system I've developed, is on the barrel. On the tip of the barrel is "We Answer" there, our motto. And of course, it's got lots of really nice features. It's got suppressor sights because I have a red dot on there. There's a reduced muzzle, so I can do contact shots so that it won't be taken out of battery. High cut under the trigger guard. Lots of nice features with this weapon, in particular, cutaway, and also a bobcat, so that it won't print. So really very familiar with weapons, and it was ludicrous saying that the gun fired itself. So here is my third generation Colt 6 gun, which is a single action legal ivory grips. And this is something I used in movies and also in cowboy mounted shooting. I worked with the founder on that when that sport first came out. And it's very easy to understand why this gun can't fire by itself. So first we'll clear this one as well. And so I'm going to put the hammer back at the half cock. Any real Colt, you can hear C-O-L-T. But you wouldn't go all the way back. You'd go to the first two of that, one, two. You'd open the loading latch and then covering the trigger guard with my fire in hand. So I'm not going to accidentally fire. Then I'm going to look and feel, turn, look and feel, little finger of the fire in hand, look and feel, three. Look and feel, four. Look and feel, five. Look and feel, six. And I'll just go look and feel, seven. And so I know that that gun is now clear and empty. And to fire this gun, though, you have to pull the hammer back. You can't even fire it not all the way back. You've got to take it back through the Colt, through the C-O-L. And then the trigger has to be pulled. You can also even tell if it's loaded because this is a dummy round. This is not, there's no charge and it's just plastic. It's for training because the pin is fragile when the hammer drops. So you put this in so that you don't damage the weapon to train with. And you can actually see there in the weapon there, right there, you can see that there is a round in there. So you have to be really pretty much of a moron to say that the gun fired itself and that you didn't know the gun was loaded. But you know, Hollywood, that's the way Hollywood stars and actors are all the time. We've heard Pedo Joe talk about firing a shotgun or shooting somebody in the leg. Clearly doesn't understand that the levels of force and that lethal force is a firearm. There is no non-lethal force there. In some exceptions, snipers standing off can shoot guns out of hands or something like that. But close up, not true at all. and you only use lethal force when you fear for your life or someone else's life in your immediate vicinity, and they have the means, intent, and ability to carry out that deadly threat to you or someone else. And the other pillar of deadly force, serious physical harm or grievous bodily injury, is you are so disabled or someone in your vicinity is so disabled that they can't help themselves. So those are the only two pillars of deadly force. I've taught that since 1993. I've taught that to everyone, special forces, intelligence, special agents, cops, civilians, by the tens of thousands. That is proven precedent of criminal law. Of course, that has gone the way of our country, of our fallen republic, and those no longer apply. And as the police have been diminished, of course, they have less training. So I've seen a lot of the covering techniques where they're covering wrong, or they're not proning out somebody or spreading somebody out to cuff them. They still have their balance. There's a lot of problems with that. And I talk about that at patreon.com/JeffreyPrather at the $25 Point Patriot level lots of times. But just so I talk about that a little bit today, to show how ludicrous this is, but there's an inflection point here. And so we're seeing something that seems to be contradictory in our fallen republic constitutional system. Remember, we were supposed to be a tripartite government. So the different parts of government could rein in each other. It was the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. They have all been infiltrated. They have all been espionaged so they could be interdicted, so they could be sabotaged, which is why I'm always saying join Team America and counter espionage and counter sabotage by infiltrating them. That is what has happened. People still don't really understand that. The best way for me to describe that is Schindler. Schindler was a Catholic working for the Nazis, saving Jews. He was working for the bad guys, but he was saving and rescuing Jews. And the armaments that the Jewish workers were producing were lots of duds. So that's an effective way. That should be obvious to everyone after the fall of the Arizona elections, which was America's Alamo. And again, the analogy holds true that the Alamo fell, Bowie and Crockett and the others, Travis and the other heroes of the Alamo fell, and then Houston had to retreat and continue to retreat until his forces had the advantage, and Santa Anna was spread out, and Santa Anna had to fight on his ground, and everybody at the time was calling Houston a coward and saying he should turn around and fight. He knew he would be annihilated because Santa Anna thought of himself as the Napoleon of the West. He didn't think of himself as the Wellington of the West, but he understood what he had to do. And so right now, that is where we are at, but the terrain is human. And so this is what's happening with this indictment of manslaughter, which should have been a slam dunk. It's obvious. And should have been obvious in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, where he was acquitted, found innocent on all counts. And I don't remember the guy's name, Daryl something in Waukesha, the Black Lives Matter terrorist who drove through the crowd killing, and he was convicted on all counts. So this would seem to be a dichotomy because the courts are working on individual cases, but on massive cases, such as the stealing of the 2020 election from Trump for Pedo Joe and the doubles, or even in Arizona, where we had our last best hope for states' rights in a tip of the spear inflection point, because Arizona is gun central and personal liberty is insured by personal weaponry, we could not do that. And my friend Harry the Greek has just lost his Patreon because he published an article on Stroke, Peter Stroke. Of course, he's the FBI IA. He never graduated from the FBI Academy like I did, although I graduated from the DEA Special Agent course at the FBI Academy, but he was CIA. He was running the FBI's Foreign Counterintelligence Program, FCI, which is part of the CIA's program. And, you know, Stroke, you know, was all inside the sabotage of everything just like Tucker put out on the show about Woodward, and Tucker recently put out about Kennedy, the CIA being involved. So it's taking a long time for them to lose their cover. So cover is ballistic protection, but they are now losing it more quickly, and that is good news for all of us. But the point here with the courts is, while there is individual justice, for example, when the DEA came after me as a whistleblower, I was never even charged and I've never been convicted of anything. Trump hasn't. Flynn had bad lawyers just like I did. But the system is very corrupted. So the answer to that is that you have to flank the system on individual cases, on low-hanging fruit, but not straight on. We saw that with the Brunson failure as well. So that's very important. And this is a very fine and distinct point that most people don't understand. They want to say, well, there's treason. Well, treason is very difficult to prove. That's very high hanging fruit. And you're not going to get to a Hunter or Hillary directly. In fact, the whole point of getting to Hunter was to get to Pedo Zhou. The thousand talent spy masters of China understood that very clearly. And with Feng Feng, with Swalwell, they understood that very clearly. So we have to get our heads in the fight and understand that to move forward in that regard. And so going through an individual inflection point, flanking, where it is not what they think it is not approaching election fraud. Even though there are Arizona cases going through the courts right now, the Gavel Project, and I've put this up on my Patreon and locals as well, is moving forward, it's unlikely that anything will happen because all of these inflection points in the judiciary, in the legislative branch, in the executive branch have been infiltrated. So we're going to have to start at a much lower, more base level. And so we will win this, but it's a long time in coming. And we have to get our heads in the fight and understand what the fight is. And so that's why I encourage you to subscribe to my patreon.com/JeffreyPrather to understand the details of what's going on, or even better, join Team America. And again, you can sign up at JeffreyPrather.com. For that, excuse me. So that is the first part of what, but I'm also going to talk about what's going on in Ukraine, because Ukraine, as I have said from the very beginning, is continuing to lose. And that actually is good, not for the Ukrainian people, but for the global cabal and the deep state and the CIA that is running the Ukraine and the Ukrainian war. And that is good, because they are building the resistance. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, right back with you after this break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse. and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at sat123.com. That's sat123.com.
Welcome back. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. So got a chance to catch a little bit of Tucker last night. He had on Davis Yance, attorney, a military veteran and attorney for the military against the non-vaccine shot jab. And it was interesting because, of course, now the news media, the mainstream legacy drive-by media is saying that the military has rescinded the jab requirement. Of course, it doesn't mean much. 96% of the active and reserve force have gotten it. Lots of all the veterans are not signing up. They're not having their kids sign up. But Davis's case was that the FDA-approved vaccine, Comirnaty, had never been issued. But he never brought this up in the story with Tucker. So he had to color inside the lines, as Tucker did, to get that story on the air at all. So it's very interesting to see, is I think Tucker is trying to color as much outside the lines as he can, as he brings up old stories of CIA corruption, setting up Nixon, assassinating Kennedy, but he can't go very far. But we are seeing inroads in this fifth generation information influence operation war. And for example, Davis Yance is working with Todd Callender, all of the Liberty lawyers, been on my podcast, I'll have him back on, and going into the mainstream as much as he can. So we are taking human terrain in the information influence operation space as we can. It is beginning to fall, and that is good. Another area where you never see any real stories, and I had a guest on yesterday, a nice former military veteran, Sean McFate, wrote The New Rules of War, and talking about stateless wars and shadow wars, but he had no idea that there were Ukrainian Nazis, Azov Nazis. He had no idea that Ukrainians were assassinating Russian POWs. And this is a guy who briefs the Pentagon, CIA, the war colleges. Nice guy, but siloed and in his DC bubble, which is, that's a good intelligence indicator. And I was happy to have him on and polite, and we got along fine. And Petraeus is his mentor, but that gave us an inside look at where somebody who is trying to get through to the DC elite, which is far, far behind where I am putting things out. But that's why I'm no longer on Fox, Laura Ingraham, Drudge has fallen, and conventional media. But in Ukraine, someone has just assassinated Ukraine's top three intelligence officials. The Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine, Denis Montorsky, his first deputy, Yevgeny Anin, and State Secretary of Ministry of Internal Affairs, Yuri Lubavitch. So it would be akin to the FBI director, the assistant FBI director, and the Department of Justice Attorney General all being assassinated. They were all on the same helicopter, which is not standard procedure. You don't put all of your leadership on one helicopter, which shows me this was a setup, which is, if we go back to extortion, the extortion bird with all the dev group, SEAL Team 6 guys on the same bird, that looks like a setup to me too. Don't really know a lot of details about that. But there was a witness that said that the helicopter was spinning and burning in the air before collision. That indicates a surface-to-air missile, probably a Stinger, U.S. Stinger. And so Gateway Pundit is saying that this is the Ukraine corrupt intelligence beginning to eat each other. And this may be akin to what is happening with Pedo Joe, finding his staff more and more documents. And Tucker says this is because they're getting rid of him. I don't think that. I go along with a former naval intelligence officer who worked at DIA like I did, that is saying that this is setting up the CIA that doesn't like Biden but does like Trump, to then say the Secret Service, not the CIA, the Secret Service that doesn't like likes Trump, because Biden has groped Secret Service agents. He swam naked when there were female Secret Service agents, and they liked Trump. They are ensuring loyalty by going to plot that the Secret Service was planting these documents, these classified documents, for Trump. So this is two birds with one stone, that they would then get Trump yet again. And they would weed out the loyal Secret Service members who are not loyal to the Biden regime. And Secret Service details, and I've shot with Secret Service, they do dignitary protection, but they also do counterfeiting, get real attached because they work with the same details. There's a permanent Secret Service detail around Trump. Before he became president, he had his own personal security. There's been many assassination attempts. I don't think that they want to assassinate him because they would make him a martyr, but they do want to ensure that he is no longer a power. And they also want to purge the Secret Service ranks. So that's what I think is going on with these Biden document troves being found every other day by his staff. That may be the same thing that is happening with the Ukrainian heads of intelligence as well. Now, but this is, either way, this is a good thing because they are screw taping each other one way or another. The cause is up for debate. But, and when I say screw taping, I'm referring to C.S. Lewis's famous book, The Screwtape Letters, where the devil is writing to one of his nephews and he sets him up and eventually consumes him. And that's what they always do. They consume each other. So it may have been that the leadership of the Interior Ministry wanted a share of all of the FTX funds. We know the crypto money going through Ukraine and all of the weapons that are being funneled off and sold on eBay. And there was an internal fight, but it also may be that they are Ukrainian military has had enough of being bled. They're now grabbing Ukrainians off the street and press ganging them in, and that's when they're not taping them to fence posts and pulling down their pants. That's something also else they do. Now, there is always brutality in war. Very few people have seen, you know, realistic depictions of war. And there's always abuses. But what is covered up and embellished always in the mainstream media is everything Ukrainian is good, everything Russia is bad. I've shown you the fake Ukrainian bodies laying in the streets. I've shown you Ukrainian soldiers executing Russian POWs. There was just a Wagner Group, which is the covert militia of Putin, who turned himself in because he didn't want to be tortured. If he turned himself into the Ukrainians, he turned themselves into more of a neutral country. So this is very significant because they are losing their intelligence command. And preceding all of this was the forcible removal of Oleksiy Arestovych, a former Ukrainian intelligence official, who until last weekend was directing strategic communications for Zelensky. But he made the mistake of telling the truth about a missile strike in an apartment building in Dnepropetrovsk. According to Arestovych, it was an errant Ukrainian missile, not Russian. And you can't say that on the mainstream, so drive-by media. So remember, Zelensky, the tranny, the Nazi. I've shown pictures of him with holding up his Nazi swastika jerseys, giving the sigil in his high heels and his spandex pants, all of that. You cannot say any of that. So, and we've also talked about how Ukraine has missiled their own provinces and missiled their nuclear sites. And so they are screw taping themselves. It's unclear who is screw taping what exactly, but it may be also like the Australian Prime Minister who is suddenly resigning. And the communists always do this, is once the puppets are used up, they cut the strings of the puppets. And these idiots in government never study history and don't study scripture, and they don't understand what's happening. But regardless, they are being screw taped, and that is good news for us. So while we are building forces, they are losing forces. While we are gaining human terrain, they are losing human terrain. While they are putting out more information influence operations, PSYOPs, their PSYOPs are beginning to fail, even on mainstream media. But again, it is going to be a long fight. You know, again, Sean McFate, the former airborne paratrooper that I had on, who wrote The New Rules of War, talking about stateless wars and shadow wars and mercenaries and stateless actors and fungible victory, where you're always in a state of constant war, didn't even understand that there were Ukrainian Nazis and that there was Ukrainian abuses. I even put up photos of that. And he said, well, yeah, I recognize that, but he's inside the DC bubble. He's inside that community. That's where he makes his living. But again, there was contact made there. That is the important thing to understand. So also, switching back to violence in the United States, there have been some shootings between Antifa and Georgia state troopers. And so there was so now we're seeing the Antifa covert forces, and I haven't checked today, but I'm sure Antifa.com still goes to WhiteHouse.gov. Yes, that's right. Antifa.com goes to WhiteHouse.gov before Biden stole the election. And I went to Biden.com. That's because this is their covert militia force that they can do violence. This is just like CIA wet work mercenaries that are not directly connected. But of course, the inference there that Antifa.com still goes to WhiteHouse.gov is that they are a protected class and they can do whatever they want. That's why you saw Antifa burning down, raping, pillaging, murdering, shooting people, and nobody gets arrested. If they do get arrested, somebody runs up and says, hey, what's your name? We'll get you out. It's all a setup. And of course, they never, ever came after the FBI buildings. Federal buildings, yes, but not the FBI, because the FBI is behind all of this, as I have long said now. But what happened recently in Georgia is that a Georgia state trooper shot an Antifa shooter who had shot at him. And this is not allowed in the new fifth generation war, because Antifa is just supposed to be able to execute and assassinate anybody they want with impunity. That was the point of the Ashley Babbitt murder and assassination. Now, I know some of you disagree, but I've seen a lot of shooting tapes. I say Ashley Babbitt was murdered. And the point of that was to show the deep state's power, although really it was just a demonstration of force. It was a setup for sure, but just like with Brian Terry killed in Fast and Furious, Brian Terry, like Ashley Babbitt, was the only one in that scene that didn't know what was going on. So in the Brian Terry murder in Fast and Furious, it was the DEA running the drugs north through the Sonora cartel, the FBI running the hit team, and they're running the guns south. It was only the Border Patrol and Border Patrolman BORTAC, which is their SWAT team. And I used to deploy with them when I was SNOCAP, which was DEA's special operations team, was loaded with rubber bullets out in a hide, which is absurd. You should not be doing that. So clearly a setup, the same thing with Ashley Babbitt. But the point here is that the Georgia state trooper was not playing along. And now the GBI is investigating this. Now, of course, if the FBI comes in then to this, then it's all over because the FBI will simply cover it up. But Antifa is now calling for a day of rage or night of rage about this to protest the Georgia state trooper daring to shoot an Antifa because they are just supposed to submit to the Nazis. They're just supposed to line up for the vaccination showers and die quietly like slaves, which is why I did the intro. So why is this so important? Well, this is important because the Antifa folks have been protesting what was going to be built at this site, and they want to save Georgia forests. Well, what was going to be built at this site was a new Georgia police academy, not a federal academy. The FBI is building their billion-dollar headquarters in Huntsville, Alabama. No Antifa protests there, or at least not much, but the Georgia police building a new police academy, that can't happen because the police must be diminished. They must be controlled. The protectors have to be stopped because the warrior always comes first. The warrior, whether soldier or police or civilian, is always the protector of the innocent. And that is really what this is about. This is another interesting inflection point. Now, Georgia has a Chinese consulate. Chinese consulates are spy nests. The Georgia governor, I think it's Kemp, is totally involved and espionaged and infiltrated by the Chinese. But it looks like the Georgia law enforcement is fighting back to some degree and taking some ground. We can also see that the CNN conference center in Atlanta is being closed and they are moving, probably because of the violence. Now, I know that CNN conference center real well because my friend Bud Malmstrom, one of the first Bujinkan black belts, used to hold his Taikais, his great gatherings, when we'd have the grandmaster, Dr. Masaya Katsumi, my sensei, in. And we have lots of Taikais there. But that is now closing because, of course, CNN, which is, you know, CIA-controlled network or communist news network, is closing there. Closing ground, they are laying off staff. So that is another intelligence indicator that we are winning, and that is important to understand. And so all of this is good news, but all of this is going to be very, very slow in happening. Now, in North Carolina, there were several men with neo-Nazi ties that had been charged last week in the attacks on power stations. And these men were using high-powered automatic weapons to hit these power stations to take the power off. Well, this is a classic Special Forces Green Beret kind of operation, and Moore County is where the Fort Bragg Special Warfare Center, the JFK Special Warfare Center, runs the Special Forces qualification course. And of course, I was stationed there, went to some of the SF schools, although I'm MI branch, not SF, was never on an ODA, was on a B team, not an A team, ever, always try and make that clear. But Robin Sage is where the final graduation exercise for Green Berets, for Special Forces, are run with Gs, with insurgents, with guerrillas. So this is a typical guerrilla insurgent activity. And this indicates that the Special Forces, unfortunately, have been corrupted as well. I've talked about this, how there are 13 to 15 Green Berets and Delta Force operators that have been investigated now for drug trafficking and human trafficking. And there's always, of course, some bad apples, but with a 0.5% joining the US military and then a much, much smaller percent of that getting into Special Forces or to Special Operations Detachment Delta, now Combat Applications Group, that shows that the corruption is very complete. And that comes from the leadership from the top. So this certainly looks like corrupted special forces insurgent operation. And this is where they would run it. And then after they run it here, they will run it elsewhere. And of course they are. There's power stations all the way out in Washington state that are being taken and interdicted as well. And that is, again, just like air travel, to cut air travel, to cut the food supplies, all of that happening. So these guys are being indicted by the U.S. attorneys as neo-Nazis while we are supporting Ukrainian Nazis. So Ukrainian Nazis good, American Nazis bad. It is obviously hypocrisy. And of course, we brought in Nazis after World War II. A lot of people say that is the corruption. You know, I'm not so sure about that. Is, you know, we had to get the nuclear weapons for the Nazis did. But the point here is that I have long predicted that the Patriot Front is a FBI informant organization that will be used for false flag operations, neo-Nazi, white supremacy operations, because there really isn't any real strength to these organizations. And they will import Ukrainian Nazis and Al-Qaeda and ISIS terrorists to be in these organizations. That's what I'm saying was behind the photo of McCarthy there in the rotunda there in the opening photo that I showed. Four more false flags so that the DOJ, the FBI can have more control of all of these situations. While, of course, we continue to support Nazis in Ukraine. So this is the grim truth I see, that not only have all branches of our government been infiltrated, but our military has been psyoped by 96% taking the non-shot vaccine. There are all kinds of injuries now to that. There will be more injuries, but most importantly, the morale and integrity of the military has been corrupted. And that is the worst part of that. But the good news is that you don't have to be in the military. You don't have to have a green suit or blue suit to be a warrior protector. You just have to be connected to God. And so that is the intelligence report for today. So fear not, God bless, keep the faith and hold us. We are winning. This is what winning looks like. But freedom is never given. It must always be earned, fought for, won, and taken. And I am advocating that each and every one of us get involved this year and take it. God bless. Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, back with you next week.